Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend and you've managed to stay safe with all that's going on in the world. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for March 23rd, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. The latest release of Google Podcasts, complete with the new redesign, is now rolling out with some highly anticipated features, including an auto-download option, notifications of new releases, plus all of the goodness of that UI overhaul brings to the table. The changes are now rolling out far more widely to all Android users, so it's definitely worth checking your Google Podcasts app if you haven't done so already. Over the cusp of the weekend, Samsung fans sick of the Exynos processors found inside global Galaxy devices started a petition for the South Korean firm to use Qualcomm's Snapdragon chips in all devices. At present, you'll only see the Qualcomm chipsets in North American Samsung Galaxy devices. The petition has now amassed around 20,000 signatures and is steadily building some momentum due to disgruntled tech fans. However, we must admit it's highly unlikely that this will have any effect unless it manages to snowball into a far bigger public petition and grabs the attention of Samsung. Samsung's rollout of a fix for the Galaxy S20 camera issues has now expanded to the United States over the weekend. The update fixes some minor and major issues with the S20 camera series, which so far have been a pretty mixed bag. Google Maps has now added a COVID-19 coronavirus warning message when you happen to search for a medical location or medically related search across the globe. This pop-up message appears on all platforms and will give you information on the virus, treatment and symptom aids for those that think they may be affected. It does prompt you also to call a doctor as per CDC guidelines before heading to a location just in case you have been affected. And finally, Amazon Prime Video on Android is now finally getting a profile option, as you've probably seen and enjoyed on Netflix for what feels like aeons. The option is rolling out now and means that you will be able to create 5 profiles in addition to the main admin profile for a total of 6 unique users. This should help keep your watch history completely separate and is perfect for those already quarantined and binging on their favourite shows. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.